It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up later, we'll talk about the lore and legend of one of Wisconsin's favorite cocktails, the Bloody Mary.
First, on Friday, the Trump administration announced that it would not release White House visitor logs to the public. Officials cited national security and privacy, but some critics remain unconvinced.
Alex Howard joins us now to discuss the decision and where it fits in with the policies of previous administrations. He's deputy director of the Sunlight Foundation. That's a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that uses technology, open data, policy analysis, and journalism to promote government accountability and transparency. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So what exactly did we hear from the Trump administration on Friday?
Well, we heard through the media a fair bit. Today was the first time we actually saw White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer stand before the public and defend this decision. But the essential news here is that the White House is reversing a policy that the Obama administration advanced, which is to publish the visitor logs that the Secret Service collects for visitors of the White House here at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. The Obama White House disclosed nearly 6 million of these records over the course of its two terms and published them at open.whitehouse.gov. Those records remain available to the public, albeit in somewhat less accessible form, at the National Archives archive of the Obama White House.
And had the Trump administration been releasing these visitor logs up until now in this early part of the administration, or have these been in limbo?
No, they had not. This is a decision that people had been awaiting. The Trump administration surprised some people by having a section of the new White House website that was refreshed at noon on Inauguration Day back in January that included under disclosures visitor logs with a promise of transparency to come. Visitors were told that if they checked back, these things would be released soon. And unfortunately, that section of the website is gone, as is the promise of transparency on it.
Before we dig more into the details, why does the public care? Why should we be concerned about whether or not we know who's going through the door at the White House?
Well, this is the people's house, as they say, although often the House of Representatives takes that title too. And these visitor logs are a meaningful, if flawed, record of influence and who is coming to talk to the White House at what time and whom. And over the past 8 years, these logs were used by members of the public and certainly by the media to understand where and how influence was being shaped in Washington and by whom. And that includes reporting upon the health care deliberations back in 2009 and 10. If you recall, that certainly occupied a lot of national attention. And all the lobbying since then by industrial and post-industrial interests. This is a picture of who is coming to talk to the administration. And indeed, if you look for me in there, you'll find me too. I was coming off and as a reporter, as a journalist, and then as an open government advocate to try to understand what's happening. And I think the form that they took in terms of an easily searchable online database that was free to use, reuse, download, and analyze enabled journalists like you to inform the public about patterns and timing, which gave people a picture when combined with the rest of the reporting that journalists or journalistic organizations do of what was happening in D.C. and indeed with whom.
We're talking to Alex Howard from the Sunlight Foundation, looking at the announcement from the Trump administration that they would not be releasing the visitor logs, who comes in and out of the White House to visit the president. You mentioned this was something done under the Obama administration. Was that new, or is this something that previous administrations had done, making this information available and accessible?
This was new. Unlike, say, the president's tax returns, which is a tradition of disclosure that goes back for decades, the publication of White House visitor logs online was a precedent. It was the first time that an administration had done something like this. And taking back the practice, which was a discretionary practice, is indeed a rollback of a transparency measure. There is certainly a lot of nuance here. These were not all of the visitors to the White House. The Obama administration carved out personal visitors, visitors to play with Obama children, for instance, or to attend a birthday party. Other visitors, such as potential Supreme Court nominees or other people whose names appearing in public, were also carved out. But these exemptions were actually made clear later on as well. It was, I think, the use of a security mechanism, that is the vetting the White House does, as a transparency mechanism. And as such, it was not a perfect system for disclosure of influence, but it was certainly greater than zero, which is what had existed prior.
If these aren't disclosed in this way now, does that mean we're never going to see these logs, or is this something that becomes available later?
It will be something that becomes available later. The Trump administration indicated that, unlike other laws, the FOIA will become relevant to the Secret Service, which is the agency that collects these, 5 years after the end of the Trump administration, whenever that happens to be. As with other presidential records, which is what the administration is arguing these are, and indeed a legal ruling by a D.C. Circuit Court, federal court, by a fellow named Judge Merrick Garland, who your listeners probably know, designated these records as such as presidential records. And that is indeed the ruling that the White House is citing. So in theory, we should have a flawed but meaningful picture into influence that is happening right now, perhaps 9 years from now.
So useful to historians, but not to people looking to track things in real time.
Certainly not to journalists who are writing the second-day story, no.
The Trump administration has cited, among other things, national security concerns in announcing this decision, saying, hey, there are people who could use this information in harmful ways, potentially. What do you make of that?
I make of that much the same as you do the claim that we heard again that the president's tax returns could not be released because they're under audit. Just in the same way as the IRS has said that no, that is in fact not the case, we would also debunk this and say that if that is the case, why has there not been evidence of privacy or security harms by the release of nearly 6 million logs over the last 8 years? Certainly, we are always open to the possibility of potential harms and risks to privacy, to national security. But if those existed, we would have expected, A, the Obama White House to have carved out those particular names, and indeed they did have some exemptions, and B, the vast majority of people do not have that set of concerns, and indeed the amount of personally identifiable information that is disclosed online is fairly limited. We're talking about a name, a date, and the person that person is visiting. As someone who's actually submitted this data, I can tell you that the most sensitive part, your social security number and your address, is not amongst that which is disclosed. So we judge that claim to be false.
Looking at wider issues of transparency, looking back at the Obama administration, first of all, President Obama came in saying, we're going to be really transparent. We're going to do a lot to advance transparency. Apart from this disclosure of visitor logs, big picture, how did the Obama administration do on that vow for transparency?
We judge the administration to have had a mixed record on open government. Certainly, there are many different areas where the affirmative, I think, push towards more open government transparency had an impact. The one that we most commonly see news organizations and the public measure them on is the compliance of the Freedom of Information Act, which is indeed something that is a core open government, I think, statute. But there are lots of other sunshine laws, too. And I think, by and large, they complied with it. We know we hosted a panel during Sunshine Week when I put this question of transparency to some of the nation's top open government advocates from the National Security Archive, from the Project on Government Oversight, from the American Society of News Editors, and they all grudgingly gave the administration a lot of credit for their affirmative agenda. Going beyond FOIA, the very important critique of the use of the Espionage Act to prosecute whistleblowers, the secret surveilling of journalists, the issues around access in the White House, we saw and continue to see huge amounts of data being published online for public use. We saw a fairly standard amount of press conferences, and it should be said an affirmation of the role of the press in our democracy, which stands in stark contrast to the current administration. We did see some significant hindrances to public access and journalistic advocates, access to government scientists. Some of that was improved, some not so much. We saw improvements in open access to scientific research online. We did not see significant support for some of the open government reforms moving through Congress, efforts to standardize federal spending data, or the Freedom of Information Act. We saw sort of a split screen on whistleblowers, aforementioned prosecution coupled with the president signing the Whistleblower Protection Act, and indeed some additional executive action to strengthen that, with the exception of carve-outs for national security contractors like Mr. Snowden. We did see support for press freedom abroad. Obviously, there was some considerable furor about press freedom more locally. And we saw a, I think, fairly robust development of federal government communication and the architecture of participation and disclosure developed, whereby the administration was the first and platform after platform to adopt it for the use of communicating to the American public, with the American public, and at its best, solving things with the American public around so-called open innovation or citizen science initiatives. You know, this administration, while not the first to use the internet or social media, was certainly the one that matured within that context. And we're still seeing if this new administration is willing and able to go beyond simply using social media for campaigning and to use it for governing and for public information and to use the public itself as a resource in the same way. We see a lot of civil servants continuing those policies, but we've talked with those same civil servants and heard fairly concerning feedback regarding the administration's directives not to talk to the public, and indeed we saw secret gag orders come out at the beginning of this administration.
And Alex, briefly, as we're just about out of time, as we wrap up with an issue like the White House visitor log, what recourse is there for an organization like yours?
Well, we believe in representative democracy with all of its flaws, and we look to Congress to mandate that which the executive branch does not wish to. That's how our government's supposed to work. We need our oversight committee, judicial committee, to do oversight into conflicts of interest. And when you see a democratic norm be bucked, like the disclosure of tax returns, you do what we do and call upon Congress to mandate disclosure. When you see something like visitor logs be adopted as a norm, have value in terms of informing the public, and then be rolled back, we call on Congress to support the enactment of that within statute, and indeed we've done exactly that. Now, this is not something that we've seen appetite for in this current Congress, but we believe that the same Republican leadership that stood up for open government underneath the Obama administration will come around to the idea that it is, in fact, a very good idea when its own party controls the White House.
We'll leave it there for now. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Alex Howard with the Sunlight Foundation. He joined us to discuss the Trump administration's announcement that it will not make public the White House visitor logs.